DW Deutsche Welle News.
This is Jane McIntosh in Bonn. In the United States, the third and final television debate between President Barack Obama and Republican Mitt Romney has been broadcast from Florida. The two candidates agreed some time ago that the debate would focus on foreign policy. However, opinion polls show voters care most about the economy, and both candidates made a series of economic points. Romney repeated his stance on China as the U.S.'s major challenge for trade.
China can be our partner, but that doesn't mean they can just roll all over us and steal our jobs on an unfair basis.
President Obama said it was time to turn attention toward economic development in the United States while maintaining his primary focus in foreign affairs.
Well, my first job as Commander-in-Chief is to keep the American people safe, and that's what we've done over the last 4 years. We ended the war in Iraq, refocused our attention on those who actually killed us on 9/11.
Both candidates emphasized the key role for Israel within the Middle East as part of U.S. strategy in the region. With 2 weeks to the election, the opinion polls are showing the candidates neck and neck. In Lebanon, violence spread from the capital, Beirut, to Tripoli on Monday as troops and gunmen exchanged fire. The fighting followed the car bomb killing of security chief Wissam al-Hassan last Friday. Some politicians have accused Syria of being behind al-Hassan's killing. The violence has heightened fears that the civil war in neighbouring Syria could be spreading into Lebanon. 4 people were killed, including a 9-year-old girl, and 12 wounded in Tripoli on Monday. The Lebanese army has warned it will take firm measure against any groups that resort to violence. In Italy, 6 scientists and a government official have been found guilty of manslaughter for failing to give adequate warning of an earthquake. The quake hit and destroyed the town of L'Aquila in 2009. More than 300 people died. The prosecution claimed the experts, who were members of the Major Risk Committee, had failed to warn of the dangers of a quake. But more than 5,000 scientists have sent a letter to the Italian president condemning the proceedings. The defense stressed that predicting any specific quake is impossible. The case will go to appeal. You're listening to Deutsche Welle News. Lance Armstrong has been told he has no place in cycling. He's been stripped of his 7 Tour de France titles and banned for life from the sport. Cycling's governing body has accepted the findings of a US anti-doping investigation. This concluded that Armstrong and his team had run the most sophisticated doping program that sport has ever seen. Armstrong himself spoke to riders in Texas before Monday's announcement.
People ask me a lot, how you doing? And I tell them, I say, well, I've been better, but I've also been worse.
Sponsors, including Nike, have dropped Armstrong. A Texas insurance company has demanded the return of millions of dollars in bonuses that it paid to the disgraced cyclist. Security guards in Finland have stopped a man from approaching the Prime Minister with a knife. Prime Minister Jyrki Katainen was speaking at a rally ahead of municipal elections at the weekend. A man in his 30s came out of the crowd and shook hands with Katainen. Afterwards, security guards saw the knife in the man's hand and pulled him away. The Prime Minister was not hurt and will continue his duties as normal, a government spokesman said. 2 members of punk band Pussy Riot have been moved from a Moscow jail to remote prisons in central Russia. They're serving 2-year sentences for mocking President Vladimir Putin in a cathedral. According to activists, the decision is part of a strategy to keep the women out of the public eye. Germany has moved up in the rankings as a top industrial location, according to a new study. The Cologne Institute for Economic Research highlighted energy, raw materials, infrastructure and education as leading points in the country's favour. Topping the list is US, with Sweden, Denmark and Switzerland coming in above Germany. For more news and information, visit our website at dw.de. Jane McIntosh, Deutsche Welle News.